Have you ever thought about what would be the motive for Tim Ryan and Mitch McConnell to want to place Billy Graham's body in the rotunda of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C.? Have you ever thought about what would be the motive for millions of people to proclaim Billy Graham as a saint? Have you ever thought about what would be the motive for Billy Graham calling his radio program The Hour of Decision? Why would he call his magazine Decision Magazine? What would be the motive for Billy Graham getting on national television and saying that your choice will determine where you'll be in 100 years? What would be the motive for erecting a $1 million library and putting a mechanical cow in the library? What would be the motive for having a $500,000 motorcade running Billy Graham through the streets of Charlotte, North Carolina? What would be the motive for Time Magazine and Randolph Hearst puffing Billy Graham? What would be the motive for making Billy Graham the man of the year? What would be the motive for all the presidents, including Richard Nixon, having Billy Graham preach at his funeral, having Jimmy Carter saying that Billy Graham had more spiritual significance to him than any other person that he'd ever experienced? What would be the motive for a Primitive Baptist minister getting up in his pulpit and saying Billy Graham has done a lot of good? What would be the motive for E.G. Garrett, a Church of God Holiness minister, getting up in front of a Church of God Holiness church and saying Billy Graham has done a lot of good? What would be the motive for a long-term member of Reformed Presbyterian Church tell me on the phone Billy Graham has done a lot of good? What would be the motive for George Bush Sr. get up and proclaim the accolades of Billy Graham? What would be the motive for the First Baptist Church of Charlotte, the doctor pastor there, to preach the funeral of Billy Graham? This is a good question, I think, examining the motives of the exaltation of Billy Graham. What was Billy Graham's motive to say that he was not certain about the fact there was a worldwide flood. What would be the motive for Billy Graham to question the six-day literal creation of the world? What would be the motive for Billy Graham to question the virgin birth of Jesus Christ? What would be the motive for Billy Graham to question these things regarding the Bible? What would be the motive for him to do away with the King James Version of the Bible in his ministry? What would be the motive for him taking out of Haley's handbook of the Bible that put out by and changing and taking out anything that was derogatory to Roman Catholicism? What would be the motive for Billy Graham to assure the bishops and cardinals when he went into a major city that he would send them back to the Roman Catholic churches? What would be the motive for Billy Graham to recommend to presidents that they have numerous ministers from every religion to be a part of their ceremonies, inauguration ceremonies? What would be the motive for Billy Graham to propagate national sports figures and go on the Johnny Carson show and the Phil Donahue show and What's My Line and be interviewed by people like Larry King Live and Woody Allen show? Well, I think this is an important question to look at the motives behind the exaltation of Billy Graham. You know, many say that Billy Graham was larger than life. You know, Scripture teaches us that we are all born and conceived in sin, and that all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. What would be the motive for having a $1 million funeral for Billy Graham? What would be the motive for CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, and Fox to all puff Billy Graham and exalt him at the time of his death? I think the motive is self-evident. This is the exaltation of the creature and the exaltation of the free will of man, the exaltation of the doctrine free will, the exaltation that man is in charge of his own destiny. Like Timothy McVeigh said, I am the master of my fate. Billy Graham believed that he was the master of his fate, that his choice determined his destiny in human history. But God says that he works all things after the counsel of his will. God says through his apostle, the children not being yet born, not having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. And so the motive is an attack upon the sovereignty of God in all things, in providence, in creation, and in salvation. That is the motive of the exaltation of Billy Graham.